Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Sandra Gould, Gail Gordon, James Backus, and our happy postman, Mel Blanc. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Yes, Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Only 5 more days till Christmas, which means that Gracie has only 5 more days to disobey George and try to earn her own Christmas money. Today, we find her in the office of Mr. Gordon, manager of a local department store.
I'd like a job in your store for the holidays, Mr. Gordon.
Very well, young lady. First, we'll fill in a few questions on this form. A name?
Gracie Allen.
The next question is male or female. I'm sure we know the answer to that one, don't we?
Well, I'm sure I do.
Female, huh?
Well, if I'm not, I've been wasting my money on 2-piece bathing suits.
Yes. To continue, your age?
Over 10.
Oh, come now. Surely you can make it closer than that.
All right. Over 12.
Let's do it this way, Miss Allen. I'll mention several ages, and when I reach the one you prefer, just say, stop.
All right.
20?
Stop.
Stop.
And back up a little.
We'll just leave that question blank. Now, as to your qualifications, some people have the impression that during the holidays we hire anyone who applies, but that's not true. We demand previous experience. Have you ever held a permanent job in a department store?
No.
Have you ever held a temporary job?
No.
Have you ever walked by a department store?
Yes.
You're hired. Report to the glassware department.
Thank you for showing me around the glassware department, Sandra.
Oh, not at all, dearie. Oh, well, one thing I forgot to warn you about. There's a certain type of man customer you gotta learn to brush off.
Really?
Yeah. Some men think a purchase entitles them to get intimate and take you out on dates.
Oh, my goodness.
Then there's a gentlemanly type that never makes a pass at you. That's the type you gotta brush off.
But, Sandra...
Well, you just say to them, if there's something you was looking for, turn to it. Otherwise, don't annoy the clerk. Oh, well, there's a customer. I'll see you later, dearie.
Bye, Sandra. All right, folks, step right up and get your glassware.
Ah, so there you are.
Oh, darn it, George found me. Now he'll want me to quit. I'll just pretend I don't know him.
Gracie.
If there's something you was looking for, point to it. Otherwise, don't annoy the clerk.
Just point to it. You know what I'm looking for. My wife.
Maybe you should ought to try the complaint department.
Look,
believe me, I'll bet your wife has plenty of complaints. Believe me.
That came from left field. Stop pretending you don't know me. I followed you down here.
Oh, so that's your type, following girls around.
I don't follow girls around.
Well, if you'd like to try it, vitamin pills is on the 4th floor.
Don't push me too far, Gracie. I'm trying to hold myself in.
Girdles is on the 2nd floor.
Nuts.
Them's in the basement.
Now, see here.
Pardon me, I have a customer. May I wait on you, sir?
I'd like some water glasses.
Do you want the regular glasses or the plastic ones?
Well, I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, they look exactly alike, but the plastic ones are unbreakable.
Okay, pick me out a dozen of the unbreakable ones.
All right, now, let's see if this one is unbreakable. No, it doesn't seem to be. Let's try this one. They're tricky to find, aren't they? How about this one? We found one. Well, 11 more to go. Back in the rut again.
Miss Allen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gordon.
Miss Allen.
Sorry, I'm busy now.
Miss Allen, what are you doing?
I'm picking out some unbreakable glasses for this customer.
You do not pick them out by throwing them on the floor one at a time.
Oh, you're right. I'll throw them all down at once and pick up the ones that don't break.
Miss Allen, no. Don't! Don't!
Well, what do you know? Only two plastic ones in the whole bunch.
Miss Allen, you're fired.
Ah, that's what I've been waiting for. Let's go home, Gracie.
Wait, what am I saying? I can't fire you. You broke $10 worth of glasses. You'll have to work two more days to pay for them.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sandra, you, look where I am.
What are you doing here in the perfume department?
Well, I got transferred here to work out the $10 worth of glasses I broke.
You love perfume. Oh, what this stuff does to men. You got perfumes here that'll make George Bernard Shaw want to get married.
I think they sold some to the wrong Shaw.
Now, you take that... that perfume called Irresistible. Oh, no man can resist that.
Oh, yes, I noticed it comes in three strengths. Irresistible, positively irresistible, and come here, you jerk.
Yeah, and that ain't nothing compared to that purple passion. You give one whiff of that to the oldest, tiredest, most broken-down man, and he'll go for you.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking all over the store for you.
The perfect type for a demonstration.
Huh?
Here, get a whiff of this purple passion.
Look, stop squirting that stuff all over me. Now, honey, come home with me. I want you to cook my meals and make my bed.
Gee, I never seen it work that fast before.
Will you go away and leave us alone?
Okay. Call me if you need help.
I will.
Not you. Him.
Now, look, Gracie. You're coming home with me if I have to drag you.
George, let go of my arm. Here comes the floor walker.
Is this man annoying you, Miss Allen?
Yes, he is.
Shame on you, you old masher, you.
I'm not a masher.
Well... Purple passion. Isn't that a little gay for you, Daddy?
Now, look here.
What did he say to you, Miss Allen?
He said he wanted me to come home with him and cook his meals and make his bed.
Did you say that? Well, but you don't understand. I'm married. This woman is...
Married?
Oh, for shame. He didn't tell me that.
Why, you should be home with your grandchildren.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, I'll leave it to you, Miss Allen. Shall I call the store detective and have him arrested?
Oh, no. Not if he promises to go straight home and take his wife a nice gift.
Huh?
Like this $25 bottle of perfume.
I will not.
You will, or I'll have you arrested.
Well, okay, I will. Here's the money.
Oh, thank you. I'll send the perfume to your house. Goodbye.
Of all the double-crossing.
What kind of perfume will you send him, Miss Allen? Mad Love in Paris?
Well, I'm afraid Mad Love in Paris is a little optimistic. I'd better look for something called Handshake in Hollywood.
Thank you.
skater's waltz. Meredith, the ice is thick enough for skating on many a lake and stream tonight, and the snow lies white in many a village and town. Snow, well, that's a dream to folks out here and down south.
Yes, Bill, but a dream that becomes mighty real when you see Ernest Feeney's beautiful painting of a white Christmas in the new issue of Life magazine.
Oh, I've seen it, Meredith. Toward evening, the painting's called, and I guess it'll fit anybody's dream of the way Christmas weather should be. Because the story it tells of snow for the holidays is a real part of our Christmas tradition, like mistletoe and holly, like the Christmas tree and the Christmas stocking, a cherished and well-loved part of the American scene. You'll see this fine painting in our latest Maxwell House coffee ad on page 46 of the current issue of Life magazine. It'll make you realize how Maxwell House coffee is truly part of the American scene, too. We Americans enjoy coffee so much, we've made it our favorite drink. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. North, east, south, and west, it's Maxwell House wherever you go. Now, flavor explains this nationwide preference, of course. The rich, satisfying Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these premium Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness, Bucaramangas for full body, still other choice coffees for vigor. All adding up to great coffee at its wonderfully satisfying flavor peak. Starting now, why not enjoy the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just say Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Perfume, get your perfume here, girls. You too can get a man if you let me spray your pan. He'll give you that mink if I make you...
Gracie.
Oh, back again, George. Want to buy some more perfume?
No. I paid the store for those glasses you broke, so you don't have to work here anymore. Now let's go home.
Oh, miss, could you please wait on... Why, Gracie.
Hello, Meredith.
You work here?
She did, Meredith. Another goofy idea to earn Christmas money.
Well, I guess the perfume department's the place to pick up a few cents. That's a play on words, George. Scent meaning a penny, and the scent meaning the smell. Didn't you get it?
The smell I got. Now, excuse us, Meredith. We're just leaving.
I can wait on Meredith first.
Well, thanks, Gracie. I thought my girl Goldie might like some perfume for Christmas.
Well, how about this? $20 an ounce.
Very well. I'll take a dime's worth.
A dime's worth? At least give a dram.
George, watch your language. Meredith, what kind of perfume does Goldie use now?
I don't know, Gracie, but it's dynamite. Last night I was playing Mother McCree on my flute for Goldie when she leaned in close and I got a whiff of that perfume. In an instant, I was transformed from a musician into a ruthless, desire-maddened beast. A caveman who wanted his mate.
Oh, Meredith.
It was all I could do to finish the chorus.
You're a tiger.
Well, then I grabbed Goldie and crushed her lips to mine. I couldn't breathe. My throat seemed to close up. I felt it clear to the pit of my stomach.
What a kiss.
Yeah, I should have taken the flute out of my mouth first.
I don't think so.
Meredith, that's some perfume. We'll have to find it. Oh, I know. I'll pour some on you from each of these bottles, and when we get to the right one, you tell me.
Very well.
Now, how about this one? It's very good. $30 an ounce.
No, that's not it.
Miss Allen.
Hello, Mr. Garden. How about this, Meredith? It's $40 an ounce.
No, that's not it.
Miss Allen.
I'm busy now, Mr. Garden. I'll bet this is it, Meredith. $50 an ounce.
Miss Allen, put that bottle down. And you get out of here, young man.
Sir, if you adopt that tone, I may take my business to F.W. Woolworth.
Miss Allen, you poured $30 worth of perfume on this twerp.
Now, just a minute. I will not stand here and be insulted.
Boo.
Goodbye, all.
It's all right, Mr. Gordon. I'm taking Miss Allen right home.
You are not. She doesn't leave this store until she's worked out that $30.
Oh. Oh, Sandra, you look where I am now. Well, if you don't do more moving around, dearie, now they got you in sporting goods.
Mm-hmm, I like it here. All right, folks, get your sporting goods. You can't catch a mackerel without fishing tackle. With our skates, even Granny can't fall.
Gracie!
Oh, George, you found me.
Yeah, and I paid $30 for that perfume you spilled. And now you're coming home.
George, let go of my arm. The floorwalker's watching you.
Well, I don't give a rap.
Well, well, Creeping Wolf is on the prowl again.
Oh, Scram, come on, Gracie. You're going home.
Oh, no, she isn't. You're not putting this bird in your gilded cage, Daddy.
Oh, yeah?
My, what a snappy comeback.
How would you like me to carry her out of here?
At your age, piggyback would be the easiest.
Look, I've had enough of you. Another crack and I'll slug you.
Don't wave your hourglass at me, Father Time.
Oh, yeah?
You crushed me with that smart repartee.
Gracie, you better call off this carnation carrier before I take him apart.
Well, I wouldn't try it. He's pretty tough.
Him? Tough?
Well, he's the only floor walker who's brave enough to go near the nylon counter without a pistol and a whip.
Well, I'm not going to stand here and argue with this floor walker. I'll go get the manager. You wait right here.
Oh, I do hate mashers. You call me if he gets frisky.
Yeah, again. Thanks. I will. And now I'd better wait on this customer. May I help you? Oh, why, it's the postman.
Oh, hello, Missy Mae. Are you still trying to earn your own Christmas money?
Yes, I am. Can I, sell you some sporting goods?
Yes.
How about some of these pool balls? They're wonderful if you have a pool and like to play ball in it.
No.
Well, how about a badminton net? It's great fun to go out in the woods and catch badminton.
No.
Well, how about one of these muscle builders?
Please, Mrs. Burns. A man with my superb physique doesn't need a muscle builder any more than Lana Turner needs false eyelashes.
Well, I guess you're right.
I'm here to get my wife Bertha a Christmas present. A nice punching bag.
A punching bag for your wife?
Yes. She's got me all punched out.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, here are the punching bags. Try this one and see if you like it.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Postman, hit it hard. Pretend that it's Bertha.
Oh, now I'm aroused. Take this, Bertha.
My goodness, you tore it apart.
Miss Allen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gordon. Try this bag, Mr. Postman.
Very well. Here it comes, Bertha.
Miss Allen.
I'm busy, Mr. Gordon. Try this one.
Miss Allen.
We'd better forget the punching bag.
Well, now let's see. We have some nice baseball equipment. Wouldn't you like to hang a bat on your Christmas tree?
I'd love to, but she'd never hold still for it. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns, and remember, Merry Christmas.
Miss Allen, you've done it again.
Oh, thank you.
Well, here you are, Mr. Gordon. I want you to tell Gracie that she can go home now.
I will not. She'll work here until those punching bags are paid for.
Huh?
Miss Allen, of all the incompetent, irresponsible, addle-brained clerks I have ever seen, you take the prize. You've worked here 1 hour, and you have destroyed $75 worth of merchandise. Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
I'd like a raise.
Thank you.
get moved around as much as you. Now they got you selling ladies' hats.
Yeah, and this is the best department of them all, Sandra. The first minute I was here, I sold 3 hats.
Haven't you sold any since?
No, I haven't seen any others I wanted.
You bought them yourself? Gee, how could you afford it?
I reduced the prices.
If old man Gordon finds out, he'll blow his top.
Oh, he's blown it so often, now it's getting tender. Maybe he won't even look.
Oh, look!
What?
Well, there's that handsome radio and movie star, Bill Goodwin.
Oh, yeah. You like him, Sandra?
Do I? He thrills me to my very foundation. Just look at the belt on him. He should do a dance with a fan. And I'm the fan he should do it with.
You're really crazy about him, huh?
Yeah. All over my room I got pictures of him plastered.
Oh, he's coming over this way. I'll introduce you.
Well, Gracie, what are you doing here?
I'm selling ladies' hats, Bill.
Gee, you've got some frightening monstrosities here.
Yeah. I'd like you to meet Sandra.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin, I can't believe it's you.
I find you a little hard to believe, too.
Sandra's a terrific fan of yours, Bill. She listens to you on the radio.
Yeah?
Yeah. When you talk about Maxwell House Coffee, I just sit there and perk.
Well, it's great coffee, Sandra. You know, Maxwell House is...
Oh, that voice. That beautiful voice.
Well, thank you. Maxwell House is...
And you're so handsome, too.
Well, thank you. Maxwell House is...
And so charming.
Thank you. Maxwell House
and
is...
so talented.
Well, thank you. Maxwell House... Well... You've barely scratched the surface, you know. I'll go on while you think of some more. Maxwell House coffee is rich, mellow, delicious, the result of careful selection and blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Bill, Sandra's kind of lonesome. Maybe you could show her a good time, huh?
Oh, you bet I could, Gracie. You busy tonight, Sandra?
No.
Really want to enjoy yourself?
I'll say.
All right. Make yourself a big, fragrant pot of Maxwell House coffee. Settle back and enjoy it. You'll have a picnic.
Oh, Bill.
Well, she will, Gracie. She's bound to. More people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price.
But, Bill, it'd be a lot more fun if you'd help me drink the coffee.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well, can you send your mother and dad to the Bijou Theater for the evening?
Sure.
Well, on their way, they pass right by my house. Have them bring me some of the coffee. Then I'll enjoy myself, too, you see, because Maxwell House is the very best in coffee-drinking pleasure, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why so many millions of Americans insist on Maxwell House. These days, they know today's coffee buy is Maxwell House. The coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Oh, Bill, you seem to miss the whole point. Sandra can be your girlfriend. She's unattached.
Well, call me when you get her assembled. So long, girl.
Well, Sandra, I better get busy and sell these hats, huh?
You know, I bet I could get a fella like Bill Goodwin if I could afford to dress classier. Gee, what that big hat with the feathers and the fruit on would do for me. But it's $75.
Oh, well, I'll fix that, Sandra. It'll be cheaper if I tear the feathers off. There. Now you can have it for 50.
It's still too much.
Miss Allen.
Oh, hello, Mr. Garden. It'll be even cheaper without the cherry, Sandra. There. Take it for 40.
I haven't got 40.
Got 30?
No.
20?
No.
Take it for 10.
Miss Allen. That hat is supposed to sell for $75.
This old torn-up thing?
Oh, come on, Gracie. I paid for those punching bags. Now you're going home.
Oh, no, she's not.
Huh?
It'll take her 3 weeks to work out that $75 hat.
Oh, no.
Oh, Sandra, yoo-hoo, look where I am now.
Well, what do you know? Now they got you in kitchen utensils. Honest, dear, you move around more than a fellow's arm in a dark balcony. Oh, I love it here in kitchen utensils. There's so much excitement. A lady did a striptease here a minute ago. Took off her clothes right in the store? Well, she didn't mean to. I was giving a demonstration and I caught her dressed in the Mixmaster. Things was never so interesting until you came. Well, I'll see you later, dearie.
Oh, such a sweet girl. Even if she does sound a little like Leo DeRocher.
All right, folks, get your kitchen utensils right here. Take home a coffee pot this trip. It will please your husband's regular drip.
Oh, Gracie, I paid for that hat you wrecked. It took my last penny, but I paid for it. Now, come on. You're going home.
Oh, let go my arm, George. The floor walker's watching you.
If that guy says...
Well, it's old never say die. Why don't you give up, Daddy?
Oh, yeah?
Touché, you clever creature.
You talk big, but what would you do if I just took her out of here?
Well, I'd thrash you within an inch of your life if you had that much left.
That does it. Put up your hands.
Oh, George, please. When you get in a fight, you don't know your own strength.
I don't?
No, you always get murdered.
Well, don't worry. Just watch me throw this punch.
Oh, be careful. If you miss him, you'll hit that big pile of kitchenware.
Well, I won't miss him. Take that.
You missed me, Daddy.
Why, you...
Mr. Burns, what is the meaning of this?
I had a little accident, Mr. Gordon.
Accident? My foot. You deliberately knocked over those pots and pans, and you'll pay for every dent.
But, Mr. Gordon, I've got no money left.
Then your wife will work here, heaven help me, until they're paid for.
I will not. I'm tired and I quit.
You do it, I'll call a lawyer.
You do it, I'll call George Rapp.
Gracie.
I'm going home. Goodbye.
Oh, Sandra, yoo-hoo.
Gee, Mr. Burns, they got you working here now?
Yeah, till I pay for those pots and pans.
What a funny department they put you in.
You said it. Step right up, ladies. Just the thing for you to wear. These bloomers are a buck a pair.
Bill Goodwin. Till next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Always good to the last drop. Good night. Merry Christmas.
Wanted, a housewife who hates ironing starched clothes.
You're looking at her, mister.
May I tell you about Satina, the starch dining sensation?
I'm listening.
When you add Satina to your starch, it gives every starch piece a slick, smooth as smooth finish. Your iron moves along like a breeze. No stubborn sticking or snagging, no puckers and wrinkles to slow you down. Every starched apron and dress, every precious tablecloth, comes off the board with a rich, satiny sheen.
That's for me, mister.
Satina's for everybody who wants easier, better-looking starched ironing.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.